Jackson will keep this time. And look at the speed. Lamar Jackson is gone. Touchdown, 48 yards.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. What say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Dip.
Dip it and rip it.
I like that. Now, Corey, I thought you would be fascinated by this. Did you see that the Browns signed Bailey Zappe, the quarterback, to their practice squad?
It's frustrating that they got rid of Kenny Pickett.
They need more quarterbacks.
And Huntley, and don't have seven quarterbacks. That's the thing that's most infuriating right, about all of this.
Right. Yeah.
I wanted them to have all the quarterbacks.
Okay.
Which essentially has happened in Cleveland over the last 30 years.
Yes.
Like, they've had all the quarterbacks and they've been like, none of them are good.
Want everybody to know that this part. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this question.
Sure.
You know, we often ask if a person has had so many dates and then they're, hey, at what point is it you that's the problem?
Right.
At what point will Cleveland look at themselves and go, maybe it's not the quarterbacks?
Well, we're going on year 30 here, so maybe they still got some more time. I'm sorry, is that not the answer you're looking for? This is a sports story. But since Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got engaged, his jersey sales went up 200% in the span of 2 days.
I got a theory on this.
Tell me.
A bunch of Swifties went out and bought the jersey, obviously.
Mm.
All right? And a bunch of guys who have girlfriends who are Swifties or are being manipulated by those girls.
Oh, my goodness.
They said, hey, if you get me the Travis Kelce jersey, I will wear it for you, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
and
the no pants thing. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And a dance.
All right. Oh, all right. Let's go from that to NFL predictions for the top awards in the league. Who would be your pick right now for MVP?
Caleb Williams.
Ooh.
That would be my dark horse
pick. Interesting.
That would be a very dark horse pick.
So NFL.com, 11 votes for Lamar Jackson, 9 for Burrow, 4 for Mahomes. Jalen Hurts got 2. And then Jaden Daniels, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, Jaden Daniels,
and
yeah.
Bo Nix each got 1 vote.
Okay, all right.
Mm. None for Josh Allen.
It's interesting with Joe Burrow because you pointed out the other day how the discrepancy in your team.
Unbelievable.
No matter how good you are.
Yeah.
You weren't good enough to transcend for your team to win those games.
Absolutely.
You're like, I did everything I could.
Yes, and it wasn't enough.
And then Trey Hendrickson out here won a new contract.
Offensive player of the year. Who would be your vote?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs tied for second with Bijan.
All right. Bijan Robinson.
Okay. I just told you.
Look, I got 2 of the top 3.
Okay.
Saquon Barkley.
You know what? Now I hope you lose. Kevin Walker, who is your pick for offensive player of the year? I really hope he gets this.
No,
that does not inspire confidence.
Jamar Chase.
That is correct!
Dude.
Yes!
Proud
you
of
just
you,
got
man.
Shielded right there. Jamar Chase is number 1 on the list, followed by Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson tied for 2nd. Saquon and Derrick Henry tied for 4th. Defensive player of the year.
Sorry. You know, we did a conspiracy theory segment earlier.
Correct.
From the 817. People are trying to get the Kelce jerseys before the name changes to Swift. That's their conspiracy theory.
Can you, I'm not kidding about this. Can you fathom
the outrage?
No.
There would be outrage.
You're right 100%. Can you imagine Travis Kelce plays this season? They get married on July 4th to undercut America.
Like you've always predicted.
And then Travis Swift now plays one more year with that jersey. Like, you couldn't print those fast enough.
No, you couldn't.
To sell them.
They wouldn't have enough material to make them.
I agree. Defensive player of the year. What is your prediction?
Micah Parsons.
Mike Parsons, 2nd on the list with 5 votes.
Miles Garrett,
3rd on the list with 4 votes.
Excuse
I go to Kevin Walker once again for the Family Feud style steal. Let's see if he can get it done back to back. Who is the pick for defensive player of the year?
T.J. Watt?
T.J. Watt only got one vote. Will Anderson.
Really?
NFL.com's pick for defensive player of the year.
I wouldn't have either, but
that was tough.
The dude's a good player. Like, he's fantastic. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. Offensive rookie of the year, Ashton Jeanty. Defensive rookie of the year, Abdul Carter. Comeback player of the year, Aiden Hutchinson. And coach of the year, who would be your pick for coach of the year?
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson is, in fact, number one on the list.
Dang it.
Followed by...
I really screwed that up, Kevin.
You really did. Mike Vrabel, Sean Payton, and then Dan Campbell, and the other guy I know you've talked about quite a bit, Pete Carroll, tied for fourth on that list. All right.
It's a good list.
It is a good list.
Where's McCarthy?
I have terrible news for you, Corey. He's out.
No! Cabo list.
Oh, yeah. Man. He didn't make it.
When did this happen?
I feel like you talked about it a lot. So something to keep an eye on. Good news for the Broncos. Marvin Mims, he left practice yesterday. That's not the good news with a groin injury. But the team is evaluating him and is said to be not overly concerned. That's a Frisco Lone Star product right there. Go from that to... Some more details have come out, and again, allegations, but that Shaq Mason, per the police report, allegedly choked out the mother of his child before he was arrested. So the allegation is that Mason broke into the woman's home at 3 o'clock in the morning, made his way into the bedroom, choked her out, allegedly punched her in the mouth before saying that he was going to kill her.
Dang.
That is...
That's not okay, bro.
Yeah. That is horrifying. And as we always say, accusations and police reports, that is what they are until we get any more information. But...
I feel like I've been on a real good comedic roll this morning and you just crushed that vibe.
I'm sorry. But...
That's a tough one right there, man.
Yeah. He is currently a free agent, and...
He would be until anything's resolved, right?
I think technically you could sign him.
No, but if you're a team, like it just seems like...
Yeah, there is no chance in hell that, I would sign him with all of this kind of lingering out in the world. And by the way, if you're hoping for big and better things for Anthony Richardson, Shane Steichen said, we'll see if he gets short yardage packages at least. So, that didn't maybe sound super optimistic either. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll try to get back to comedic fun for Corey, and we'll do some NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.